Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-461-3151. That's 1-800-461-3151.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And data storage, of course, becoming more critical for everyone. One way to protect data is with RAID. To explain RAID, Ken Higgins with OWC Digital will give us his first tip in a series of tips about what RAID is and the benefits.
Thanks, Dave. RAID, an acronym for Redundant Array of Independent Disk, is a type of storage solution that combines multiple hard drives into a system that appears to your computer as a single drive. A RAID set can be generated by hardware or by software. There are many different RAID modes, and depending upon the mode chosen, can bring you increased speeds, storage capacity, data security, or a combination of these benefits. In my upcoming series on RAID, I'll explain to you the unique benefits of the most common RAID modes. So you gotta stay tuned. And now, back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, Ken. Looking forward to that. Visit OWCDigital.com for more.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000. That's text the word radio to 35,000.
Here at CE Week in New York, we found a way to keep your kids safe and in touch. A very unique opportunity. We've got the owner of Kids Connect with us right now, Michael Dean. Michael, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Excellent, thank you. Having a great time at the show.
Yes, and there's a lot of folks very, very interested, and rightly so, in what you are displaying, because we're talking about child safety. And tell me a little bit about the company, and then let's get into what you're showing here at the CE Week.
Well, child safety is the most important thing out there right now if you have a kid. I mean, with all the things that are going on in the world, with the school shootings and kidnappings, and just even something simple as a kid getting off at the wrong bus stop can literally be traumatizing to a young child. You know, and you want to keep them safe, you want to keep them in touch, and you want to be able to know where they are and get, you know, they can call you and you can call them and get in touch with them, which is what we do. What we do is the Kids Connect GPS tracker phone. And this is a simple phone designed for children. There's three buttons on the phone, and there's a parent. You go on the computer and you program in through the computer. Number one could be mom, two could be dad, three could be home, or grandma, because nobody likes to get calls more than grandma. And when your child pushes one of those buttons, it's automatically going to call them. And then inside the phone, there's a touch screen, there's a phone book. You can have an additional, I'm doing this upside down, so bear with me. You can have an additional 15 numbers inside the phone that they can call as well. Now I'm dialing somebody. But anyway, it's there, I promise. So you can call people, and only those numbers that the parents program can the child call, and those are the only numbers that can call the phone. And in addition, this text messaging as well. And again, the children can only text and receive text from the numbers the parents program in. No strangers, no telemarketers, keeping them completely safe.
Now, Mike, I'm also noticing a fourth button on the front of the phone that just says SOS. And again, for those listening on the radio at the moment, not yet seeing the video, intotomorrow.com, you'll see the interview with Mike from Kids Connect and see what we're talking about. So does this SOS button dial 911 or something?
No 911. What it does is it's programmed by the parents once again. Up to three numbers can be programmed in there. When the child pushes that button, it's going to send a text message to all three of those numbers that an SOS was triggered. It's going to get the map location of the phone and send that in a text message, and then it's going to call those numbers until somebody answers. We don't put 911 in this because it's a children's phone. And in all honesty, they like to push buttons. Imagine that, a child likes to push buttons. And when they push that button, the police have to respond, even if they say, I pushed it by accident. And, you know, it's in the schools, and it's happened quite a few times, and we've decided we don't want to do that anymore. And actually, the 911 system, we spoke to them, and they asked us not to have that. Let them call their parents. Let the parents decide if that's an emergency or not, a true emergency. And then the parents can call 911. And if the parents are truly worried, this phone has another great feature. You could send this phone a text message, and 30 seconds later, this phone's going to call you back without lighting up the screen. The children won't even know you're calling because it disables the speaker on the phone, but the microphone's enabled, and you could hear what's going on around them, and they don't even know you're listening. So God forbid there is that kind of a situation. Like imagine one of these school shootings that recently took place. There's horrors. You know, you could turn this phone on and you could hear that, hey, there's no shooting going on in that room where my kid is. That makes me feel better. You know, it's not 100%, but it can help you in any way it can. You know, a child's not answering their phone and you turn that on, you hear the basketball going off in the background. Oh, she's at the basketball court. He probably put his phone down. I know he's okay and I got an idea where he might be. Now I can go get him.
And, of course, the GPS built in as well is going to help give you a location. And if it also coincides with being at that basketball court, exactly. More peace of mind for the parent.
Exactly. You can go onto our app or onto our website anytime you want and just take a look, and it shows you exactly where the phone is. I could show you that, but I got to turn it on here.
And you can monitor them. You can determine, again, GPS opportunities. Or if any of these buttons are pushed, they're calling those predetermined numbers that exactly. The parent programs.
Exactly. Now, the other nice part about this is this phone uses three types of tracking. There's GPS tracking, which is we're all familiar with the traditional GPS tracking. Problem with GPS tracking is when you go indoors, like when you drive through a tunnel in a car, the first thing it says is GPS signal lost. So then this phone will default to what we call as Wi-Fi and LBS tracking. Wi-Fi will find an open Wi-Fi network and hook up to it and show you the location of it. Now, you can't actually go on the internet with this phone. There's no internet, there's no games or anything like that or apps, but it can find the Wi-Fi network for location. And it also uses LBS location, which is the closest cell phone tower if it can't find anything else, which usually is within a half a mile of the phone.
And again, kudos to you guys for realizing the kids might want games on their phone, but that defeats the purpose of having this emergency ability to contact. Or, as you mentioned earlier too, maybe just to say hi to grandma.
Exactly.
You know, it's an easy opportunity for the kids to use. I'm noticing that there's a string connected to the phone and it's a lanyard wrapped around your neck, probably how most younger kids especially would be carrying it wherever they are.
Yes, and it's a quick-release lanyard, so if they give it a good tug, it comes off. We won't be hanging any children today.
Oh, that's another good thought on that basis. Now let's talk about the cost and how does it work. I'm assuming there's got to be a monthly fee involved. It's a cell phone, right?
Yes, exactly. There's a monthly fee. Everything's done through our company. So you go on our website, you purchase the phone. It's $129.99, and then your service plan starts at $13 a month for our basic service plan, which is 50 talk minutes, 100 text messages, and unlimited map locations. And it goes up from there. Our average customer uses our $20 and $23 plan, which offers them 400 talk minutes for the $23 plan, 250 for the 20, commensurate amount of text messages, and always unlimited tracking.
And I guess it's one of those things that you can change the plan, I'm assuming, once you realize if your child is talkative enough on the phone, or just, fine, I'll let you know when I'm home safe from school, or yes, I'm at my friend's house now, what have you.
Exactly. You can call and change the plan anytime you want. We're happy to do that for you. And, you know, we want to have happy customers. That's the most important part about this business. We want to keep their kids safe. I mean, the FBI tells us that there are 800,000 children reported missing every year. That's a big number. That's a child every 40 seconds. Okay, now that doesn't mean they were kidnapped, but it means they didn't show up at home. You know, they missed the bus, they got off at the wrong bus stop, the parents didn't know where they were, whatever it is. But truly, you know, there were only a handful of kidnaps that actually happened that way. But, you know, like I said, a kid getting off at the wrong bus stop and not knowing where they are is terrifying for a child. And this, they can call mom and say, Mom, I don't know where I am. I got off at the wrong bus stop. And sure enough, they can call the mother, and the mother can say, what do you see around you? They can GPS it, and then they can go get them.
Well, Mike, congrats on a great product that's having a lot of parents have some final peace of mind at this point, and the kids' opportunity to chat with mom, dad, grandma, or any of the other pre-entered, pre-programmed numbers only,
right.
And not dirtbags that they shouldn't be talking to or otherwise.
And telemarketers and everything else. And by the way, this is the world's first 4G GPS tracker cell phone designed specifically for children. All the others out there are the lower bandwidths. This is the only one that does it.
Terrific. Thank you, Mike. MyKidsConnect.com for more information. We'll link you there when you meet us at IntoTomorrow.com. Meantime, we'll be back with more from New York City and CE Week. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.